Beit for Yerushalmi, corresponding to Beit for Bavli Daf Tethvov. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Teth Medalef at the Mishnah. Meshalchim Kelim ben Truim ben Jainan Truim afapishain Lethorich Mayed. One may send clothing, whether thrown or not, even if it's not needed for the festival. Avaloi sandal mesumar veloi minal shein etafor. But he may not send a studded sandal, nor a shoe that is not sewn together. Rabbi Yehuda says one may not even send a white shoe as it still needs to be coloured by the shoemaker. The general rule is that one may send anything that one could benefit from on Yom Tov. The Gemara says, when the Mishnah said that white shoes may not be sent, as it still needs to be coloured by the shoemakers, it really refers to the shoemaker's paint, even if it could be coloured by a non-professional. Tani, a mefalkin is a minal me'alaimus, the yom tov of a mefalkin is a minal me'alaimus, b'cholamayet, cholashemayet. The Baisa says one may not remove a shoe from the shoe mould on yom tov, but one may do so on cholamayet. Masnith and Rebelezer, the Tanin Taman, the Baisa, follows the opinion of Rebelezer, in the Mishnah, Meseches Kelim, Minal Alaimus, the Blezer Metahe, Vechachamim Metamim. A shoe that's on a mold, the Blezer says it cannot contract tumor, as it's not yet considered to be a kli, which is considered a vessel, and it's therefore Mukson Yom Tov. The Chum say that it can contract tumor, as it's already considered to be complete, and if so, it's a completed vessel, and he could also remove it on Yom Tov. Tivakol Yishnir, Hi Hocha, Shum Kamachshe, Kli, Yom Tov. The Vice could also follow the Rabbonon. It's prohibited because by removing it from the mold, it prepares the shoe for use. Maula amid cholav v'yomtuf. May one stand milk in stomach juices on yomtuf in order to produce cheese? It involves malach v'bayu. Himayma atkein afu cholav umamid v'yomtuf l'chol. If you permit this, a person might come to milk and stand the milk on yomtuf to produce cheese for after yomtuf, and therefore it's prohibited. Tuna v'bi chalafta ben shol tachshitin osel shalcham. The Baisa says from Rabbi Chlasta ben Shol that one may not send jewelry on Yom Tov. Rabbi Manna said it's prohibited only to send them, but to wear them is permitted. Tani metaltelin sashoifa lashkoyis boyis atinoik esapinkus esakarkush esamareh nechasoyis bahen esakelin. The Baisa is a question on this because the Baisa says one may carry a shofar to use as a bottle for a child to drink, one may carry a notebook, a rattle or a mirror to cover a vessel, even though their usual use is for malacha. So too, even though one may not send jewellery, he or she should be permitted to wear them. Amrbi Avun, Masnisa, Amma, She'osel Lo Sham, De Taninan, Kol Shino Usim Bay B'Yom Tov, Meshalchen Oise. Rabbi Avun rejects this and says, no, our Mishnah disproves this. One may send anything that one could benefit from on Yom Tov. Imaima Ad She'mutel Lo Sham, Yei Mutel L'Shalchan. If you say that they may be worn, it should be permitted also to send them. Mao Hadar the Tani, Metalkin as a Shofar, Lashkois, Besatinoik, as a Pinchas, as a Karkush, as a Mare, Lachasois, as a Kalim, Kishish Aleim, Toya Kli. What's the understanding of the Baisa of one may carry a Shofar to use as a bottle for a child to drink, or one may carry a notebook, a rattle, or a mirror to cover a vessel? It's permitted because even though they are usually used for Malacha, they have the form of a vessel and may be moved to use them in a permitted way. Ad Kotoim Betachshit and Shalzov, Vafilu, Tachshitin Shalkesev. The Gemara asks, the prohibition to carry them referred to golden jewelry, but concerning silver jewelry, what's the law? Amin b'shem b'biyumya asa v'amin b'shem b'biyumya muta. Some say in the name of b'biyumya that they're prohibited, and some say that they are permitted. Amar Chizkiya ana yada rosha v'seifa. Chizkiya says, I know that there are different versions of b'biyumya's ruling. Talien dekikin havin misabian b'dalte d'biyumya. There were girls living in Rabbi Yirmiyah's home, and they would go out with silver jewelry. Asa Shalom Zera Amalei Lo Tesa V'Lo Tishri. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Zera about it, and he said, "Do not prohibit it, as they won't listen to you, and then permit it, as it's prohibited." Hadnalach Peretz Beitza Shenolda.